We begin with good news from Chapel Hill over the weekend as police located a man who'd been missing for more than 2 months. 31-year-old Dylan Scarth went missing in early May, but police say he was safely found on Friday. In crime news, a Hillsborough man is facing 8 felony charges in connection with a July 7th home invasion on Crawford Road. The victim in this case arrived home after running an errand to find a masked man with a gun robbing her house. The man stole her debit card as well as other items, took her car, and used the card later to withdraw money from an ATM. 48-year-old Robert Maples was arrested Thursday. His charges include burglary, larceny, robbery with a dangerous weapon, and possession of a firearm by a felon. He's due back in court later today. And a state trooper is recovering after suffering minor injuries in a scary crash Saturday morning on I-85 southbound near the merge with I-40 west of Hillsborough. The trooper was assisting a disabled bus when a pickup truck slammed into their parked vehicle. Luckily, nobody was seriously injured, but the Orange County Sheriff's Office released a statement after the crash, reminding drivers to stay alert on the roads and avoid distracted driving. Well, we're just 2 days out from the big event, the FC Series Soccer Friendly between Chelsea and Wrexham in Keenan Stadium Wednesday night. That match is going to bring a lot of excitement and a lot of people to downtown Chapel Hill. With more on what you need to know, here's 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell.
Keenan Stadium on UNC's campus is used to seeing plenty of activity during the fall. But Wednesday's match is not just different by its time of year. The crowd who arrives for football games and other Carolina sports are often fans from around the Triangle or who went to UNC. This week, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger says the town is preparing for visitors who likely will be navigating the entire area for the first time.
We're going to have over 50,000 people coming to town for this event, many who've never been to Chapel Hill.
The FC Series match between English powerhouse Chelsea and the historic Welsh football club Wrexham is the start of a brief U.S. tour for each of the clubs. And while they're headed to much bigger cities after visiting Chapel Hill, it's a major opportunity to showcase the college town and region. Heminger says this initial stop requires much coordination by the local governments, UNC, and the match's promoter.
It's interesting. I don't know that we've ever had an event this large that wasn't sponsored by either the town or the university. So that's been a learning exercise as well, and we're very excited about it. And I've heard a lot of enthusiasm, seen a lot of social media too, and heard people's enthusiasm of coming to town and having the tickets and wanting to be a part of all this.
As is the case with many events at UNC, parking is going to be at a premium around the stadium. Public passes for all of the university's decks are on sale for visitors through the Carolina Athletics website. But they will not be sold ahead of the match on Wednesday and will not be valid on campus until 2 hours before the friendly begins. Parking is going to be available in downtown Chapel Hill as well, with all of the town's biggest parking decks and lots having spaces at a special event rate. That higher price for parking per hour starts at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, and paying must be done through the Park Mobile app Chapel Hill uses. The town's robust park and ride service will be active as well, with the Tar Heel Express routes popular during UNC game days being available to the visiting fans. For $5, visitors can park at the Southern Village or Friday Center park and ride lots and hop onto a shuttle running every 15 minutes from 5:30 p.m. until game time. After the final whistles are blown, the buses will run for 45 minutes to take travelers back to their lots. Heminger said while the soccer match may be disruptive for locals or those working around town Wednesday night, it does represent a major opportunity for tourism downtown.
But local residents, if you're not going to the game and you're concerned, we highly recommend that you not plan to, you know, be in the downtownish area or near the stadium or access in and out around the start and stop times of the game, because people are going to be coming in, they're going to have a little confusion. I'm just wanting to make sure that people are aware that it is happening so they don't get stuck in some kind of traffic jam trying to get in and out of parking lots, and the park and rides are going to be pretty busy as well.
For links and lists of parking opportunities, as well as some of the pregame festivities planned around Chelsea and Wrexham's match, visit chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
In Raleigh, Republican State House Speaker Tim Moore says his current term as Speaker will be his last. Moore has served in the State House since 2003. He served a record 5 2-year terms as Speaker. Meanwhile, State House and Senate Republicans are still negotiating over a state budget 2 weeks into the new fiscal year, and legalized gambling is apparently now part of the conversation. Last week, State Senate Leader Phil Berger told reporters there's a chance lawmakers may pass a bill legalizing video machines or full casinos on non-tribal lands. Speaking with 97.9 The Hill last week, Democratic State Senator Greg Meyer explained why that idea is just coming up now.
Let me tell you the real reason why the House and the Senate are deadlocked over the budget. There's two major things going on. One is the Senate has this absolutely huge tax cut plan that would essentially keep our taxes at the same level as they are today for the next 10 years, the tax revenues, even as the state will likely grow 10 to 15% in population. And so they're going to hamstring government. And a few years down the road, the fiscal projections show that there will be a deficit because the giant tax cuts won't allow us to have enough money to even meet our basic bills. If they pass that budget and the governor vetoes it, they actually might not be able to override that veto because there are a couple in the House. There's two specific House Republicans who are really clear fiscal hawks, and they will not pass a budget that has a structural deficit in it. And so they wouldn't have enough votes for the veto override. That would be one of the rare instances where they would struggle to hold their own caucus together on a veto override. So they're trying to figure out how do they fill this giant budget hole that they create by giving this giant tax giveaway to corporations and to rich folks. And of course, they always want to do that by transferring wealth from poor folks to rich folks. So what they're working on is something that's never been debated in any committee. They're trying to figure out whether they can have a plan to bring 5 casinos to North Carolina and legalize video poker so that they would fill the budget hole with gambling in North Carolina.
And State Senator Greg Meyer speaking there, part of a longer conversation. You can read a full transcript of it on our website, chapelboro.com. Back locally, good news on campus as Newsweek has ranked UNC as one of the 50 best hospitals in the U.S. for cancer treatment. UNC hospitals ranked 42nd in this year's list, second best in the state behind number 14 Duke. If you want the best cancer hospital in the U.S., you'll have to travel to Texas. The Anderson Cancer Center is located in Houston. And good news as well for one Orange County official, John Roberts, who's been county attorney since 2009. He was just named County Attorney of the Year by the State Association of County Attorneys. Here's County Commissioner James Etta Bedford on Roberts.
He does, you know, the routine legal things that you would think about, you know, contracts, interlocal agreements, working with the other town attorneys. But I think that one thing he has been focused on is trying to recruit minority law graduates, students, to come intern with counties and with municipal governments and to work for counties and municipal governments. This is an opportunity, and that we need our legal staff to be diverse as well. So I haven't seen, you know, what they wrote up about him, but I believe that leadership is part of why he was recognized. So we're very appreciative of his services and congratulate him on that award.
That's James Etta Bedford there. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for more local news, including the latest from the Chatham News and Record on recent legal settlements involving the companies who manufacture PFAS chemicals, plus details from a recent Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board discussion on how to regulate teachers who use crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe to pay for school supplies. 6:19, your time. Aaron Keck here with you, coming at you from Twinsic Aura Studios here at University Place. Coming up later tonight, the Town of Carrboro's Community Safety Task Force is holding a public listening session at 7 p.m. in Chapel Hill, actually, in the Jackson Center on Rosemary Street. Everyone's invited to come out and weigh in on policing policy as the task force develops recommendations to promote public safety and racial equity in town. It's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Alumni Hall. Big weekend for Tar Heel diver Aranza Vasquez Montaño. She took bronze in the 1-meter springboard competition at the World Aquatics Championships in Japan on Saturday. Montaño is competing for Team Mexico. That tournament goes on this week as well. Accolades are also in for other Tar Heels, including 11 track and field and cross country stars who earned national all-academic awards for their work in the classroom. The U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association also named named the men's team as an all-academic team based on total GPA. Carolina men's and women's cross-country schedule came out Friday. You can check that out on the UNC Athletics website, GoHeels.com. And congratulations to UNC head football coach Mack Brown, just named to the preseason watch list for the Dodd Trophy, which goes to the National Coach of the Year. And finally, in baseball, the Durham Bulls scored 2 in the 9th to top St. Paul 5-3 last night in the rubber match of their 3-game series. The Bulls are off today, then they're back in action tomorrow for the start of a week-long series at Rochester.